right, we've got an awesome workshop coming up right now with two guys that I have looked up to my entire recovery. I've asked Tawana to come up here and introduce our first half of that.
Good morning. My name is Tawana and I'm an addict. So I have the honor to introduce a friend of mine and this member of Narcotics Anonymous. I've had the privilege to travel and meet many people and visit various groups through Narcotics Anonymous with this person. We have really grown and studied literature together and traveled this journey and influenced each other's lives. He's been a big part of my recovery, and so it's an honor to bring him up to share on the keys to freedom. Because I'm interested. Hey, I loaded up two kids in a hurry to get down here so I could hear what he has to share on this topic, because he influences my recovery. He helps me get to know the disease of addiction better and the recovery process. So I would love to welcome Terry B. from the Raw Group.
Sponsor.
That's right,
Brandy.
He thinks he's my sponsor.
Put
your backpack.
I am. My name's Terry. I'm an addict. Always grateful to be in a meeting of Narcotics Anonymous. Love the fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous, because I'm forever indebted. You know, I believe in the fellowship because I believe in what we do here. You know, because of what happened in my life. You know, because like I was an addict that was like at a point in my life where like I was at that crossroad where they talk about go on to the bitter ends, jails, institutions, or death. And I had made a decision that I would go on, but somehow I got mixed up with Narcotics Anonymous, you know, and I heard a message of hope and a promise of freedom that like, just maybe I too can recover. And I'm so grateful for that, man. I want to say congratulations to Hank, the 32nd annual Hanging in the Fort, 37 years. 37 years strong. What an amazing feat, man. I don't know. I'm a guy that like I need to share like that sometimes I use sentence enhancing adjectives and adverbs. So that means I cuss. And I don't want to offend anyone, but sometimes I just do, you know, cause when I'm talking about like, when I'm describing the horrors of addiction, I don't know any nice words, verbiage, to describe that. You know, man, usually when I get a topic, I usually like don't keep up with it, and then I'll wait till the last minute and be like, oh, what's my topic? You know, and then so, cause I don't want to be caught up in my head about it. You know, and if I don't remember it, then I don't have to be caught up about it. You know, and so, like, I was talking to Todd a minute ago, and he was like, I'm like, what's the topic? Is it the key to freedom, keys to freedom? And he said the keys to freedom, which I'm grateful for, because a lot of times, like, when we looking at different topics out of our literature, like, we have one section in the fifth step that says key to freedom, you know? But there's a lot of keys, you know, to get to freedom. You know, and so like I was like, so I looked over the topic because like this is one of those topics that like I think like, how can I explain this here? So like I'm step working guide, it talks about the different ways that people work the steps or get to the process of working the steps, and it talks about some people move through this through intuitively, you know, and then it talks about some people that are more systematically, and I'm one of those people that's more systematically, You know, give me some concrete plan, an idea, like one, take this step, take this step, and take that step, because that's what I understand. And it's not that I'm better than or less than anyone else. That's just my way of learning, you know. And I want you to understand that, because a lot of people look at people that study the literature like, oh, they think they better than. It's not that. That's just who I am, you know. And I can't change that that's who I am. And so, like, if you don't like it, I'm sorry that you have a problem. But it's not my problem, you know? So the topic was the keys to freedom, right? And I was looking at that, and I was, like, going through this here, man, and I was thinking, like, okay, you know, I went to the fifth step where it says this is a key to freedom, but then I went to our basic text, and then it started talking about some other keys. Right. And so, like, one of the things that I love about our literature is it lays it out for me, like, in a step by step instruction, you know, because our basic text is an instruction manual, you know. And so, like, one of the first places I went, and so, like, my sponsor, this is the way we operate, is that, like, when I'm going to talk about a subject, I need to explain what that subject is. Right. And so we're talking about keys. And I got the definition. This is the definition I use for keys: an instrumental needed to open a lock or to start an access or a mechanism, to gain access to some kind of mechanism. And so that's what we're talking about when we're talking about keys. I'm trying to either unlock something or I'm trying to gain access to something, you know. And so that's one of the definitions of keys. And so one of the first places that, like, when they first start out in the basic text, one of the first places they talk about a key is in the third step. But that's actually not the first key, you know, because in the third step, it talks about, it starts in the symbol where it says simplicity is the key, you know. And so to our symbol, and it talks about it imitates the simplicity of the fellowship. And so, like, that's why, like, I like how, like, when they start, like, really explaining it, how our literature, when we talking about our literature, I really don't even have to share shit, because it says it all for itself, you know. And so, like, then I go to, like, the third step, and it starts talking about, like, honest self. Now that's the fourth step. Let me go here. It says this here. It says open-mindedness coupled with an admission of powerlessness is a key that will unlock the door to recovery. That's over in, I think, more will be revealed somewhere in that area. But, like, so, but what they're talking about in that chapter is talking about a step one hit. So, like, in step one, I have to become open-minded, you know, because I think it's in We Do Recovery, it talks about a new idea can't be grafted onto a closed mind. It says an opening must be made somehow, you know. And then it goes on to talk about our goal is recovery as experienced through the 12 steps, not mere physical abstinence. And so the opening is made through the step working process. Partial opening was made with a well-whipped ass. But we have to go farther than the ass whipping, because I don't know about you guys, but when I get some distance from the ass whipping and the pain kind of settles down, I'll forget. Therefore, I need something to try to keep my mind open, you know? And so, therefore, step one helps to open my mind a little more. And step one gets me in touch with, like, who I am as far as the disease of addiction is talked about. You know, that I'm an addict. It helps me get in touch with that I'm an addict, that I suffer from the disease of addiction, and I'm powerless over this here aspect. And so, that's what step one does for me, is it gets me in touch with, like, hey, man, you don't know what the fuck you doing. You know, what you knew about life almost killed you. Or what I knew about living life almost killed me. You know, because that was the really key, because I knew a lot of shit about life, but I didn't know nothing about living life. You know, that almost killed me. And so, like, when I look at that, then I can go back to where it talks about, let me go here, where it talks, then once I get to the first step, then I can get to that third step piece as I continue to step one, because the first step opens me up to a second step. As a matter of fact, I like to say open up, but really and truly, the first step tears my ass up. It should help me to see, like I was talking to a guy last night, the first step should help me to see that everything that I believe is kind of off. All my whole belief system is bundled in total self-centeredness. Yes. Everything I believe, you can look at total self-centeredness and see exactly where my beliefs come from. Because I believe that the whole world revolves around me. Not that it should, but that it does. And you can tell that in the way I live. Because all I could think about was what I want. And that has to be brought to my attention so that I can admit that to my innermost self. That this is what I've been controlled by for years of my life. You know? And so once I can get to that point, it moves me into a second step where there's help. And once I understand that, like, there's help for me, then it moves me into a third step. Because this is what I think, let me find this here. It says, blah, 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 blah. Where is it? 27. It says this here. It says, open-mindedness, because now I have to have some open-mindedness. This is in step three. Because step one and step two should open my mind, and now I should have a little open-minded to a new way, to somebody else's ideas instead of my own. And so step three gets me to the point where it says, open-mindedness, willingness, and surrender are keys to the third step. So therefore, I have to bring that from step one into step two and move farther into step three by being open-minded to not just a power greater than, but a higher power also. That there's something out here that can do better at running my life than I can. So I need something to care for me, you know? And then not only do I have to have something to care for me, then I got to be willing to follow that direction, which should lead me into a fourth step. So now I got a key to enter into a fourth step, which I didn't have before. Because the fourth step requires that key, because now I'm about to embark into something that I've never been into before. And then the fourth step, what I'm going to embark upon, is an honest self-appraisal, which I've never done before, you know? And it says this here, it says, an honest self-assessment is one of the keys to a new way of life. It didn't say it was the new way of life, it said it is a key to the new way of life. And so therefore, once I get this key, once I do the honest self-assessment, I can open the door and I have the opportunity to find a new way of life. Just because I did a fourth step don't mean I have a new way of life. It just means I opened the door to it. So that means that I have to do some more work, you know? And so that's why I'm so grateful. And then I get on and I go down. And so I love how the literature says, the fifth step is the key to freedom. And I was just talking about keys, right? Keys is a tool that I use to unlock something. So now I got a key that I can find a new way of life. And this is still another stage of introduction. It really ain't the new. I've started on embarking on a new life, but I haven't really completed the task. You know? Because that's why we talk about it here. This isn't a 1, 2, 3 step. This is a 12-step fellowship. Because if I quit here, I'll only know half the truth. And so therefore, now that I have a key to unlock a door to a new way of life, now I need to open the door, because all I'm doing is unlocking it right now. So now I got to open the door and take some steps in, you know, and that's where steps 4 through 8 really come into play. And so once I open the door and I embark upon this journey of doing the steps 5, 6, 7, and 8. And so when I get to step 8, let me find this here. It says this here. Once I get to step 8, because a lot of people talk about like step 8 is a step of willingness, right? And so like we talk about making a list, you know, of all the people we've harmed. And so like you hear a lot of people like they say they put it down, the amends I'm gonna make, the amends that I'm not gonna make, you know, and then we just got the people on our list. But here it says this here, it says, understanding how badly we hurt people, being truly sorry for the pain we caused, and becoming willing to let them know of our desire to make things right are the keys to freedom from our past. So this journey don't mean nothing if I don't get no freedom from my past. It's imperative that, like, when I'm taking the step working process, that I gain some freedom. I don't want, because if I don't gain freedom from my past, I think it's in Recovery Relapse talks about the old bugaboos will come back to haunt us. I'm subject to repeat, start turning back to those old ways. As a matter of fact, I think in the ninth step, it says something like this in the step working guide. It talks about the amends process shocks me out of my self-obsession. So I have to be shocked out of my self-obsession. And so like me having to see the hurt in someone's eyes, having to make that amends to someone shocks me out of my self-obsession. Because we know self-obsession is at the core of our disease. And if I don't treat that, what will happen is it'll grow roots. We call that self-centeredness. And then when it grows roots, what the roots is defects of character. So I'm subject to repeat the same thing over again. So therefore, it's important for me to make that list and become willing, whatever it takes, to become willing to make the amends to the people I harm. Not just to say I'm sorry, but to make it right. Because I don't know about you guys, a lot of people still think apologizing is amends. You know how we are. I apologize and I tell them, I'm sorry, what can I do to make it right? But then I go and treat the next person the same way. Which really ain't an amends. And so once I can get into the amends process, then I can get into a state where I can start doing a daily inventory to stay present so I won't get build up things to get trapped again. And so once this process has happened through the 12 steps, once this process happens, something else has to happen, which is another key. Because a lot of people say there's 5 keys, but actually there's 7. And the last key is this here. And this, I think this is in, this is in more will be revealed, because this is in our last chapter, where it says, an opening of our minds to new spiritual and physical experience is key to better awareness. So what I'm talking about is that like here I have to stay open-minded, because just because I work the 12 steps doesn't mean I get to freaking relax now. I think in our liturgy it talks about recovery demand is a price. Recovery comes at a price. It demands our vigilance. And so therefore, I have to stay aware of what's going on around me and in me. Because at this point, recovery is no longer, because we always talk about the step work, right? But in reality, at this point, recovery is a full contact sport. It's about what goes on outside and inside. It's about me looking at my relationships and what's going on in me. And why are my relationships turning out this way? So in order for that to happen, I have to keep an open mind to what's going on physically, because that's what it said, physically. That means what's going on out here. And spiritually, that means what's going on in here. Why am I at ease today? Why am I snappy with everyone? Why is every motherfucking body coming in my path making me sick? Why am I having problems at the job? Why am I having problems in the relationship here? Why is my money never right? Because we don't like to talk about that one. We don't like to talk about how we always seem to have a problem. Listen at this here. We always think the problem is not enough money. And not enough money has never been our problem. The problem has always been my relationship with money. I haven't taken the opportunity to utilize the steps to do a honest self-assessment and see what my spending is like. Because I can tell what I value by what I spend my money on. And so therefore the honest self-assessment must come into play. And then an admission to myself, to God, and to another human being, so I can get a new direction. We call that, what do we call that? A financial plan. And then live by that, and when I get the financial plan, then I can make amends to myself by living by the plan. That's good too. How much time I got? 2 minutes?
45 minutes.
So, what I have to say is, like, although we talk about keys, right, we still have to go back to this here one thing, right? Everything, it goes back to this here. It says here, as a result of attending a few meetings, we begin to feel like we finally belong somewhere. It is in these meetings that we are introduced to the 12 steps of Narcotics Anonymous. We learn to work the steps in the order that they are written and to use them on a daily basis. It says the steps are our solution. They are our survival kit. They are our defense against addiction, which is a deadly disease. The steps are the principles that make our recovery possible. So in order to learn, in order for me to get with what the keys are, I have to learn what the keys are. And I learn what the keys are through the step working process. And then once I learn what the keys are, I can start utilizing the keys to open the doors to the places that I need to be for ongoing recovery. Because in our literature it says this here, recovery is a continuous uphill journey. And it says, without the effort, we start the downhill run again. And so if I'm not continuously moving forward, the stop only happens for a minute. And then I'm on the downhill run again. And so the steps are our solution. Thanks for letting me share.
family. I'm Jennifer Natick. Wow, that was fucking mind-blowing. Thank you. I want to take opportunity right now, and I want to thank Terry and Tawana and Todd. Boy, we have been on the road. We were on the journey, and it was the best time of my life. To travel and to meet other addicts is a soul-moving experience. And if you haven't had the opportunity to get out and to travel and to go to conventions and to meet new people, you're selling yourself short. I mean, I'm telling you, let's get in the car and road trip, right? Because I'm telling you, that is, that's the way to go. You know, so I want to talk about the member I'm fixing to introduce. He's my husband. Aww. And we met in the coffee room at Straightforward. The conversation was something like, hey, what you know good? And he would be like, So that's how our little romance started. I always thought he was the most handsomest, and he could share like no other. Oh my goodness. And he would chair the meeting, and I would like watch on the board for when he was going to chair the meeting. Yeah. So I made sure I was at the meeting. Whatever gets you to the meeting, just keep coming back, you know? No, but it is my great pleasure. It is my great pleasure to introduce my husband, who is a man. He is amazing, and he loves Narcotics Anonymous with all of his heart and all of his soul. Come on, baby.
What's up, y'all? My name's Todd. I'm an addict. You know, first and foremost, thanks to the convention committee for the 32nd annual Hanging in the Fort. Thanks to Christina for making the call. This ain't something I prefer, but I keep being asked, so I guess I've never like just completely turned you off to where you fucking won't ask me no more, right? And that's just the truth. So my initial plan was, get up here after that and say ditto, and go on about my merry business for the day, and I don't know. I'm gonna ramble for a minute because I need to know like. How many people in here does Terry sponsor? 1, 2, 3. There's Travis. Hey, Travis. He sponsors me too. So I never thought that he was gonna go first. You asked the student to come behind the teacher.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. This ain't about comparison, even though I have to find the freedom to allow myself to know my worth and my value, and to get up here and just to share my experience, strength, and hope on the keys to freedom in my life, right? So knowing Terry and how he teaches and how I'm taught and how I learn, right? Everything he shared is on this paper. So I guess I don't fucking need this no more. Yeah, I mean all of them. The only thing I'm going to correct him on is I remember being early in recovery before we had the internet and the Google, and they would talk about there's 8 keys to recovery, right? They would talk about the enemies and all these things. Now, if you got the app for the basic text, you can put in key or you can put in freedom, and you hit that little arrow, and it'll go to every spot that it has the word key.
Yeah.
Right? Even highlight it in the part in a personal story where it says turkey, but all it shows you is the key part in the word turkey, right? So, you know, so it took away the whole part of acting like I actually internalized this or memorized it, right? Because now I know I have that, so my mind is not stuck on trying really to impress you. By knowing that I know the literature, right? I believe my personal niche is working one-on-one with people. That is where I feel most comfortable, and that's just who I am, right? But anyway, I keep coming up here to carry the message because I believe that's God's purpose for me, right? So, you know, where do you go after that? After you go through the literature on the places where it says key, where do you go with that? Well, I got to go with my personal experience, strength, and hope, right? I want to say thank you, Terry. Thank you for it all. Jennifer mentioned about how I heard a member, it was David last night, talking about Elijah. Ain't that his name? Elijah had to show him that Narcotics Anonymous is more than just that one group in Burleson, Texas, right? I believe that Narcotics Anonymous was at least 2 groups in Fort Smith, Arkansas, but my recovery was surrounded by these blue walls at this old garage, right? It was the old straightforward group, right? I believe that's what it was. Narcotics Anonymous was in the brick. The NA was in the brick on the wall, and that's what I knew it to be. I knew it to be within the city limits, right? But they expanded my horizon and my vision to let me know what they mean by worldwide. Even though I've never left this country, I got to experience meetings and fellowship and the program in different states inside the United States, right? And they allowed me to experience that by just saying the simple words, get your ass in the car. But no, just get your ass in the car. And I'm forever grateful for that, right? So thank you. Thank you. I love y'all. Look at that. So keys to freedom. Now we heard everything that Terry shared, which is vital to each individual's recovery. How you want to take that information and apply it to your life is your sole responsibility, right? So for me, to even come into the state of getting clean and staying clean, right, I had to learn that the first key for me to even be able to experience this way of life or be introduced to it is I had to get clean, right? I had to stay clean. So therefore, the spiritual principle of abstinence had to be applied. Right? And so then I learned later on that, you know what, any problem I have in my life, right, abstinence must be applied to that area. Because if I keep using that, look, I ain't going to abstain from doing that, so I'm just going to stay stuck. I'm going to be sick. I'm going to continue to be fucking sick, right? So I have to... So if I'm going to be abstinent now from something, right? The honesty piece has to come in. The self-acceptance and the self-honesty piece has to come in, so I can shatter any kind of denial or lie that I'm telling myself to justify and rationalize any sort of behavior that is keeping me fucking acting that way. And I don't apologize for cussing because I just do it. That's who I am, right? This is what flows from me. This is the program of Narcotics Anonymous working in my life, right? So with the self-honesty or the self-assessment, which come along in the fourth step, I started to find out that, look, I know I'm lying to me today, right? We used to use the acronym of denial is don't even know I'm lying. Look, I know when I'm full of shit today. Maybe not every time, but I'm going to tell you, 75% of the time, I know I'm full of shit.
Yeah.
And look, it tells me that I no longer find it attractive and indulging in behaviors, right? Look, if I stay standing in that, it stinks. you know, getting off dope and drugs and all that thing. I have a sense of smell today, right? And I can smell it. And it don't smell good to me. And then when I'm all funky on the inside, I take it out on people that I love and hold dearest and nearest to my heart. So I have to abstain from that behavior and be honest about, guess what? I can't do this alone. I need the freedom to admit that I'm powerless over this when I'm left to my own will. When I think I have the power, I'm thinking I am the higher power. I am the power greater than. And all of a sudden, self-will runs wild, and I'm another fucking tornado, and I'm stampeding over anybody in my way trying to get what I want. And what I want normally ain't shit. It's something I think I have to have or I need. It ain't. It's just a want. It's a gnawing at me that says, this is what's going to make you happy in this moment, that you need to have this instant gratification. I learned from another profound member that instant gratification is followed by immediate pain. That is rang true in my life. I could hear it all day from a podium or from grand sponsor, but I experienced it in my life. And so now I have an asset of my past. Freedom from my past has now become a place to go to, so I can draw value out of it. I don't have to repeat those things and let it be a negative or a liability. It's only a liability when I go back and I act that way and I act like I can control the disease of addiction running in my life, right? So the other, you know, the different keys, and I'm just going to keep doing that so it sounds like I know what the fuck I'm talking about and I'm staying on topic, right? But the keys to freedom, right, to be able to move without restraint or coercion, all those things, freedom is me being able to at least accept God's will and move in that direction. Because look, Todd's will, I might have some kind of knowledge where I think I know what's best for me, right? But I will run rampant with that and I will start coupling it and compounding it. Well, hey, more is better. If I keep doing this, more is better, right? So then, and then normally it ends up hurting me, right? So the abstinence, hey, the omission, the honesty, those are part of the principles that were embedded in the steps where it talks about that these are the things that are going to form my new way of life. The practice part of trying to do them, you know, doing it repeatedly, habitually, and so it becomes to where I can be proficient in it, more or less so I can internalize it so it becomes my new nature, right? Because my nature is, I'm still number one. I'm still my favorite person, and what I want and what I need is what I gotta get. Honesty, open-mindedness, the open-mindedness piece they talked about, he talked about that, the literature talks about that. Look, I can say I wrote them things down, but look, that literature is all the notes I need. You hear me? Do you feel me? Who in here stays in touch with the literature of Narcotics Anonymous? That is great. It's a manual for success. But when I read it, if I stay reading it for myself, I can start altering it to fit my plan. You know what I'm saying? My desires and my will. That's why I try to use sponsor even when I don't need a sponsor. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not great at it. This ain't a perfect program, and I'm not a perfect addict, because that's fairy tale. That's fantasy. Acceptance piece. Another key to freedom is being able to accept a situation, right? I ain't gotta like it. I ain't gotta be okay with it. But it's being able to accept it for what it is, good or bad, and be able to at least move to where I don't become paralyzed in fear. Because look, fear right here makes me think I need to learn to control some shit, right? And our literature tells me that the moment that control is mentioned, we find out it's impossible. So once I can continue to admit my powerlessness and unlock those doors, I still have the freedom for help. Because look, I still need help. Put this away. But see, unlike Terry, I try not to, but I always end up going to the literature, trying to plan what I'm going to share about, get these things down, so I feel like I'm saying something that's important, right? What happens is, I end up sitting there, and I've asked him before, and he's told me, close that fucking book. So by closing the book, I become... I no longer cloud my mind with different fragments and pieces of sentences that I've looked at that I'm going to forget when I get up here anyway. Different keys to freedom. There's so many throughout the admission. Like the most recent, let me go right there. So like the most recent, the way that I was, I'd been using at the casino, you feel me? I'd been using at the casino that I called the dope house, right? And then I started going there and I won one time. And then I was fucking telling Fleeman and Terry like, fuck yeah. Like, you know, shit, $100 turned into $2,200. Booyah, I'm feeling good about it. Look, I go back. And I'm losing. I'm lying. I'm losing. I'm getting caught in lies. And then trying to make them ends be like, oh, I ain't gonna do that no more. But I ended up having to tell her, like, listen, anytime that it involves gambling and you question me or catch me at it, I'm fucking lying. That's what 18 years clean has got me when I'm using the disease of addiction in that area of my life. So, and look, now in my head I'm crawfishing because she ain't ever asked me an amount. And I damn sure ain't gonna tell it. Right? I ain't gonna. Huh?
Just in.
Hey, you just remember that number. Okay, that's all I need you to know. Just remember that number. Because it ain't that number. So, like the last time I went, when I'm like, sick, hey, I was telling them the other day at H&I, like, I feel just like I would if I'd put down a pipe after 3-4 hours. Clammy, thick skin, scaly, shit coming out my pores, hands hurting from hitting these buttons. You know? Look, this is clean. And so the last time I went, I had $1,000. Was down to like 180. I hit for 687. Guess what? That ain't my $1,000. You know how much money I left with that day? Zero. Zero. $0. I could have walked out not as bad as I was, but it wasn't enough. So my freedom. Oh, baby, lift your head up. Smile again, please. So what I did, so the freedom there was, look, it never dawned on me to ban myself from casinos. That was never a thought or a solution or an option. It was, I'm going to hit eventually. I'm going to recoup something. Ain't no way I could continue to lose my ass over and over, even though in active addiction when I was with Kenny in Lawton, Oklahoma, right? I'd lost $5,000 somehow or another on a credit card. My experience is I can never use successfully. I cannot gamble and win. I told myself, hey, look, I went abstinent for 14 months one time because I said I could win $5 today. It's going to cost me $5,000. Down the road. Hey, I lived by that for 14 months. No Durant stops, hitting the little smoke shop beside the store. That was, hey, none of that. But guess what? I used again. One is too many and thousands never enough. So after that day, look, I wasn't even sick no more. Listen, I'm just telling you, this is the freedom of me to share here, right? A key to the freedom to tell y'all how the disease of addiction can still be active in my life, regardless of the steps I've worked, regardless of the literature I know, right? When the disease of addiction is the driving force in my life, how I will fuck my life up clean. Not in recovery, just clean. So to get into the recovery process, I called Terry, told him the truth. Truth, truth is the key to freedom. Told him the truth and said, meet me and we're going to go to the casino together. This was on a Monday. He'd been going through his chemo in that days, and I was working over, so I was like, don't worry about it. We'll do it tomorrow. Being an addict, thinking I'm fucking 51 years old. This is as tall as I'm going to get, but I'm a grown-ass man, right? I'm a grown-ass man, and I might get an attaboy. I drove myself to the casino. I called him from the underground parking lot, and I said, yo, T, I'm here. He said, you where? I said, I'm in the underground. I'm going to the desk. He said, Todd, don't go in there with no money. I mean, don't go in there with no cash. I'm like, cash never was the fucking problem, Terry. I got this plastic card, right? I got like $32.50 in ATM expenses every time I went. Because the money I took to, this is all I can lose. I always went to that fucking machine that's going to feed me till it won't. So, it don't matter if I got cash or plastic. I'd have to go in there butt naked, really, because I'm going to find a way and mean to get more. So I went in there with him on the phone, and when I finally get to the counter, I start telling the dude I need to ban myself, and they call it the self-expulsion, and I'm like, okay, I'm here, I'm good. He's like, all right, so I do that. They fill this out. Look, y'all, I'm going to get way off. I'm going to tell you, I can tell you the whole story, the whole road. Anyway, I did what they told me. I took this paper, filled it out, went to their HR, got my picture taken, gave them all that bullshit, my social and all that, and they said, okay, 5 years. Yeah, because I couldn't pull the trigger on 10, y'all. It's the honest truth. 10 years scared the shit out of me. I'm like, 1 year, that's not enough. 5 years, that'll be good. 10, oh my God. I ain't doing 10 on nothing. So I didn't check 10. Just because I think I might have some sort of control and swear I'll never do it again in 5 years. So I go to my car. Didn't gamble, y'all. Go to my car, I tell Terry, I send him a text, off to Roland, because you got Cherokee and you got Choctaw, right? That's where I'm available to. Another addict told me later on, well, you can go to Osage, don't tell me that another tribe. So I go to Roland, security guards meet me there, and they tell me, oh, well, here, you can just go online. Now, mind you, it's got to be notarized for it to be official. So I go to Roland, the security guard meets me, he's like, oh, you can do this online, right? You can do this, go to this, oh, whatever, you know, you got a fucking problem site. And I was like, okay. I go to my car and I get to looking, and it's like, this is what you're gonna need. You're gonna need your driver's license, you're gonna need access to a notary. And I'm like, hold the fuck up. Y'all are putting a pipe in my hand telling me don't hit it, just wait. So I'm like, dude's leaving. I stop. I go back. I tell him, can I do this here? You're trying to send me home and tell me to do this on my own. This is me on my own. I'm right here. Don't send me away from here. They took me in there and they did what they do. Yeah. But they were just, you know, don't give me an option. You know how much courage it took me to be like, this is a problem that will not stop. I have no power to quit. I don't have the want to in me, because I want more. I want more money, right? My happiness does sometimes depend on my financial stability. And I didn't piss some of it away, not most of it. And then look. When I got caught cheating, she was like this. I was like, it's my goddamn money. Look, we in a partnership, a union, a marriage, a love. But that's where this defense mechanism goes, how I justify and rationalize it. It'd be like, let me know how much of your money I lost. Exactly. Don't come at me with that bullshit. Maybe not that tough. Maybe not that strong. That's what it sounded like in my head. So I'm just saying. So all I'm saying is the keys to the freedom was I went back to Roland and they're like, yeah, you can't do nothing. Choctaw told me I can get gas at the gas station. Roland said, no, you ain't even getting no gas. I said, okay, bet. So I did that. I sent Jennifer a picture. She was in Rhode Island. Sent her a picture of my signed document. She said, wow, you were serious. Because when she said, listen, honey, why are you lying? I will support you win or lose in whatever you do, but why the fuck you lying about it? I said, you know what? I think I'm just going to ban myself. She's like, for real? Is it that big of a problem? Well, if you think you need to, do that. Okay. I know the truth A to Z. Right? So when I said that, she was like, boom, you know, big caps, wow, W-O-W. You were serious. I was serious about how bad the disease of addiction was ruining my life. Because look, contemplating robbing my family again started to come into my action. Look, I got access to thousands. It ain't my money, but it can become mine. And they trust me so much now, thank God to the program of Narcotics Anonymous, I have access to that. They trust me. I can use that shit to my advantage. Whew. Time's up. The principles of Narcotics Anonymous, the 12 steps, the meetings, the sponsor, the wife, these are keys to my freedom, right? I need these people in my life to keep me free from putting myself back into a self-made prison. That's what I mean. I still can suffer from that. So I'm coming to find out ain't none of these doors locked. Not for me. It's the action that's going to take me. They are open. This is available to us all.
That's right.
There ain't no special code, secret knock, handshake, none of that shit. It's free to us all. It's available to us all. Freedom ain't free, though. You hear me? Freedom ain't free. It continues to take my vigilance and my desire to want to get better to keep me moving forward. Because look, I still know I got a long way to go. My goal is an infinity medallion. And I heard Gene B state this, it's the most important medallion that I'll never see or touch. And that shit stuck with me because that is the truth. That's all I want. The success of me in this program, the success of my life, is me being able to go through life and deal with life on life's terms without resorting to, just call it dope. Because look, food, I can still use food, change the way I feel. I started to do it this morning. But I'm just saying, the keys to my freedom were me to stay honest, open-minded, and willing to at least show up and tell the fucking truth about myself.
Yeah.
And that's how I stay clean and free in Narcotics Anonymous. Thank y'all for letting me share.